From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Rescue workers today pulled a woman from debris in Haiti 5 days after a devastating earthquake. Authorities say she was dehydrated but not injured. Lieutenant Evan Lewis is with the Fairfax County Urban Search and Rescue Team working in Port-au-Prince. He says it's gratifying when someone is recovered alive.
It's grace of God type stuff. You just happen to be in the right place. There's not always any kind of rhyme or reason to it.
Hundreds of thousands of survivors remain in desperate need of basic supplies such as food and water. Vice President Joe Biden and Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano met with leaders of the Haitian population in Miami's Little Haiti yesterday. From member station WLRN in Miami, Kenny Malone has more.
Surrounded by a small group of elected officials and local Haitian leaders, Vice President Biden reiterated the Obama administration's support for long-term recovery in Haiti.
This is not merely just another massive operation. This is personal. This is personal.
As he said so, Biden touched the arm of Patrick Gaspar sitting next to him. Gaspar is a Haitian-American senior administration official who, according to Biden, has lost members of his own family during the earthquake. At the end of the meeting, Reverend Reginald Jean-Marie of Little Haiti's Notre Dame de Haiti Church read a statement that urged Biden to open America's arms the hundreds or possibly thousands of children left orphaned by Haiti's earthquake. A similar program, known as Operation Pedro Pan, was run in the early 1960s to rescue children from political turmoil in Cuba. For NPR News, I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.
Intelligence officials in Pakistan say a U.S. drone aircraft fired on a militant compound in a tribal region along the Afghan border today. They say at least 12 people were killed. The pilot's drone strikes by the U.S. began 2 years ago in an attempt to stop terrorist activity. Spain's prime minister says he wants to know why the FBI used an online photo of a Spanish politician to compose a portrait of Osama bin Laden. It appeared Thursday on the State Department's Rewards for Justice website. Jerome Sokolowski reports.
The FBI says it used a photo of a Spanish public official to create the bin Laden image because a forensic artist couldn't find suitable features in the agency's own reference library. Spanish newspapers are printing the bin Laden photo next to one of Parliament member Gaspar Llamazares. Certain elements, such as hairstyle and color, look identical. Llamazares used to be the leader of the formerly communist United Left Party. He's also one of the most outspoken critics here of U.S. foreign policy. He says that he's worried about his own safety, while bin Laden's safety is not in question. Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero says he will demand an explanation from the U.S. ambassador. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.
This is NPR News from Washington. People in Ukraine are going to the polls today to elect a new president. It's the first presidential election in the former Soviet Republic since the Orange Revolution in 2004. President Viktor Yushchenko is not expected to win. He has sought better ties with the West and to reduce Russia's influence in Ukraine. There are 18 candidates in the race. If no one wins more than 50% of the vote, there will be a runoff election next month between the first and second finishers. Hundreds of Mexican troops are being sent to the increasingly violent border city of Tijuana. James Bleers reports.
860 Mexican soldiers will reinforce federal police who themselves are propping up Tijuana's beleaguered local police force. They're trying to cope with an onslaught of more than 200 drug cartel-related killings since the beginning of December. Tijuana, which is just across the border from San Diego, is a major transit route for cocaine and marijuana into the United States. This follows another policy announcement from the Mexican government that 2,000 federal police are being sent to the city of Juarez, which borders onto El Paso, Texas. More than 2,500 people were murdered there by the drug cartels during the past year. For NPR News, I'm James Bleers in Mexico City.
In the football playoffs, the Indianapolis Colts beat the Baltimore Ravens 20-3 last night to advance to the AFC Championship game. They'll play either the New York Jets or the San Diego Chargers, depending on which team wins today, for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. In the NFC, the New Orleans Saints beat the Arizona Cardinals 45-14 in their divisional playoff game. The Saints will host the winner of today's Dallas-Minnesota game. The Saints are one of five NFL teams that have never made it to the Super Bowl. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.